Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hey, everybody. I'm not sure what's going on with my software up here, but I can tell you that it is 5 o'clock, so... We've reached our social maturity, it's a bit... What does it take? How long do you think time takes music... Anyways, enough onomatopoeia of my own intro that I've heard in my here in my dreams every Thursday morning. Welcome to the other show. This is me, Jake Gradowski, your humble host, as always, here on CJSF 9.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, in BC, in Canada, in the world, in Canada. And, we're on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, the Kwikwilem, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish. So, keep that in mind as we enjoy the fantastic Pride weekend and all the other cool stuff happening around town in this fine, fair, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. I've got a reasonably sized list of tunes for you to check out here. I'm not sure how to do... play these PSAs now that it figured itself out. Okay, cool. I can play you some lovely announcements here, so let's get ourselves informed about this.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIS.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Picking off where we left off last time, musically speaking, in the wonderful world of some vintage bossa nova, a little bit of jazz. Very, I think it's on brand. You know, it's a hot day out there. I'm wearing black pants today, and let me tell you, my legs feeling hot. Getting hot legs. I should have worn shorts, but I don't know. Weather's wild. I mean, I enjoyed the last few rainy days we had. It made me and my plants very happy. Not fun to be cooped up inside, but it is what it is. I'm gonna have to get used to it, because summer's coming to an end, baby, but not yet. But I do say fall is one of my favorite seasons. But that means I'll have to retune my carburetor, change my shoes, and, change my style, because it's sweater weather, baby, but not yet. Anywho, we can get excited about fall, just like we're excited about Halloween, even in June. Or July or January for the diehards. But we can also get excited about what's coming up this weekend in around this Bank for Fantastic Digital Club Vancouver. Say that five times fast. All right. Thursday on my radar's looking a little quiet for concerts here and stuff like that. But let me see what else I can dig up here. Over at Green Auto, there's some stuff happening. Lila Gray doing the thing. With a Quick Punch and Houseplants. Should be a cool time, Lila Gray. Coming in with some kind of a slowcore, indie pop, singer-songwriter stuff. Very atmospheric, if you will. Good for walking on the beach quietly by yourself on an overcast day in White Cliff Park.
and hoping you don't get stuck on that little island as the tide rises. But that's just me from a couple years ago when I was enjoying Teen Suicide's latest album at the time. But I digress. What else I got for Thursday, huh? Yo, over at the Healy, Dogwood and the Shakers, if you like yourself a little bit of rockabilly, some like kind of some honky tonk rock. Why is it honk rock a thing yet? Why is that? Someone has done it. I mean, this is a fantastic album. And it's there's three albums on this one Bandcamp page. N'est pas un klaxon. Bandcamp. If you crave the bike horn as much as I do, let me give you a little sample here. Let's see. Cannon in honk. Anyways, you get it. That's the joke. It's just music and bicycle horns and air horns. It's hilarious. I digress. There's going to be some rockabilly stuff happening over at the Heatley. Dogwood and the Shakers doing the thing. Check it out. 8 o'clock. Sorry, 9 o'clock. $8 cover. It's added to your food or beverage bill. Go on down. Check it out. If you're looking for something a bit more atmospheric, a bit something to be washed over with in sound, in the deep, dark basement of the W2, also known as the KW Studios, check it out. We got Kate and Diab, or C. Diab, doing the thing, along with the Nausea and Luke Requena. So if you're looking for some music to stare at the ceiling to, pensively, this might be the best bet. Again, KW Studios. It's over at the W2 building, you know, Hastings and Abbott. Yes. And it's right by the door to it is right by the little TD ATM there on the corner there. So go check it out. What else we got going on around town that I can mention real quick here? Oh, if you are not already downtown, you could be hearing, I don't know, Devours is probably finishing up his set right about now, but Parlor Panther might be doing a thing at the Vancouver Civic Theater, at QE Theater. There's tons of wonderful LGBT plus events happening. As it is Pride weekend, you know, we just had Pride month, but you know what? Let's do another one. It's so nice we do it twice. There's a crap ton of things. So many things. Non-stop party disco all over frickin' town. A lot happening in the West End over at Bubbly, on Davie. There's too many to count. So take your pick, my lovely queer friends. Lots to see, lots to do. Okay, so that's all I have for, like, you know, concerts and stuff off the top of my head here. So let's get into some music here. We're gonna start off, let's see, where do we want to start first? Let's start off with Lila Gray. This is Smoke Break. Could go for one of those right now. I just had one. What am I kidding?
Down. touch. One inhaling, and you've taken too much. Say I'm your smoke break. I'm the nicotine you couldn't take. Morphine you took when it was too late. Oh, I wanna be a smoke break. You're leaving a headache. Pause when it's all a little too much to take. 'Cause life's a dangerous game. You know you hold the power. You hold me in the palm of your hand. Cool to let me go, too weak to understand. What makes you addicted? What makes you addicted? What makes you addicted to me? Can I be your smoke break?
And now, for something different. It's hard to sleep in a honky tonk, man. It's freaking loud in there, bro. Yo, that was Dogwood and the Shakers with, you guessed it, I'd Rather Live in a Honky Tonk. So, yeah. If you dug that, go check it out. That's tonight, Thursday night, over at the Heatley at Hastings and Heatley. And happy birthday, Vanessa. Right?
Yeah.
That's reason.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Go show them a good time. Get the Blood Orange Bourbon Ale. I dug that one. It's good. Also, in the mix, you heard Kate and Dieb, C. Dieb. That was off their Emero album. That was Serge Savard. You can see them playing with The Nausea and Luke Requena. And at the top of that set, you heard Lila Gray with Smoke Break off her album A While... Wild Tension. Or they'll be playing over at Green Auto tonight, 1822 Pandora Street. Over there, Quick Punch and Houseplants. Very cool, very cool. Shout out to Houseplants, the band, and the Houseplants. Shout out. As if anyone has any tips for anthurium care, I don't know if I'm underwatering it, overwatering it. I mean, it's probably underwater because the pot I have it in is to the brim, so the water just kind of slips off if I don't pour it very gently. If they're still doing that gardening show on CBC, that call-in gardening show on CBC. That was hella. I would like that. If you have a program all about plants and you need a place to put it, you should consider putting it here on this show. And if also, if anyone wants to fulfill my dream of having a radio cooking show, do it. Because I don't think I got space for that. That'd be really cool. Someone make a cooking show for the radio. It's ASMR à la cuisine. Anywho, let's carry on. Move on to Friday here. Shame Fest is musically kicking up the dust here. I mean, it starts off on Thursday today over at the Vines Art Gallery for a visual art show featuring Yusuke Okada, TJ Felix, Jazz Whitford, and Solomon Chinique, and Jesse Blanchard. Also with naloxone training. That's tonight, Thursday night at 7 p.m. At the Vines Art Gallery. But tomorrow, Friday night, you have the one of the many musical evenings for Shame Fest. Live music featuring Nina Perro from Guadalajara, Mexico, with Grudge Packer coming in from Los Angeles, Heterosexuals, Girl Wife, Sugar Rollins, and of course, yep, coming through. Oh, yo, shout out to Craig and Madison. They got engaged. Woo! I mean, Craig, I already know. I already gave you props the other day. But that's so freaking cool. You guys are too cute together. So sweet. And good luck with getting your wagon fixed. I heard those things are expensive. But, oh, my God, I love it. I love seeing the homies get married. Sick. And in the cool way, you know? Like, anyways. Yeah. A lot of cool bands. We'll hear some music from Nina in a little bit here. It's some pretty cool garage punk from Guadalajara, so stay tuned for that. Over at 648, I couldn't find any music by these people, but I will tell you about it. There's Blackout Funk, Rusty B, and all my Stella Tios. I don't know. I'm just writing what I had saw on the poster. It's 648 Kingsway, 7 p.m. Reasonable amount of money, I'm sure. Should be pretty cool. Dan over the Cobalt. Apparently, again, confirmed, under new management. A whole bunch of cool people taking over the Cobalt. We'll see what happens. A lot of cool stuff probably coming down the pipe over there. So keep your eyes peeled on the Cobalt. Opposite the American, which used to be like a biker bar back in the day. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Actually, I don't know. I'm sure they got into some shenanigans over there, but, you know, who doesn't? Blue Riviera doing the thing with Blue with Infidelity and Cherry Pick. We'll hear some music from Cherry Pick in just a little bit here. So stay tuned for that. We'll hear some tunage. But, yeah, there's, again, a bajillion freaking great dance nights for Pride Weekend. Let's see if I can pull up some examples real quick and make it make sense. One sec. Yeah. Alright, oh yeah, there's some comedy over the Fox Cabaret at 7 p.m. There's stuff at the Birdhouse, Boys, 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 Pride. Then over at the Bunker, you have the Creamsicle Pride kickoff with a bunch of hip-hop and house and techno and some dancers. Then there's some stuff over at Celebrities, of course. The Future of Drag featuring Venus, Marina Summers, Mirage. It's an early show, so check it out. There is the Lane Split Cycle Back Alley Party, the Gay Backyard Party, aptly named. Should be pretty rad. Check it out. Oh, there is also... There's just too many to list, I'll be honest. So, check out your local listings. I'm sure those in the know already know what's going on and where to be. But for those wandering around trying to figure it out, just ask around. You'll figure it. You'll find them. So that's a slice of Friday for you. Wait, what else I got here for Friday? Oh, there's something at Bully's over in New West. There's the Fulmites with Exit Strategy and Shadow Rat. I like the name of that. I like Shadow Rat. That is a cool band name. It's also like a Freddy Fazbear critter. I don't get that stuff. But then again, I'm not their target demographic. And that's okay. Oh, kurva, to Freddy Fazbear. Anyways, What else I got over here? No, that's all I got right now. Okay, so let's check out some music here from Nara Perro. This is Nara Romantico.